today we're looking at Moe's marriage. I don't know if you can tell by the graphic. What do you think so far? Oh, boy. I thought his marriage was perfect. Surely Moses' marriage is perfect, right? Not from the paper on the screen. Something's up. So let's go ahead and look at it. Here we go. Moe's marriage. Personally, I've never been in an audience where Moses' marriage was preached. Can anybody in the audience raise a hand and ever remember a sermon on Moe's marriage? Okay? Hardly, I can't see, you know. What I'm saying is, there ain't a whole lot there. But we looked at it, studied it a little bit, read up on it. Let's see what we can find. Here we go. Moses was married, can you say it with me, to Zipporah. Remember the Zippo lighters? One more time. Moses was married to who? Zipporah. There you go. Jethro's daughter. And Moses was content to dwell with the man. That was Jethro out in the desert. And he gave Moses who? Zipporah, his daughter. We're just filling in some gaps here. Moses and what's her name? Zipporah. They have two children. Exodus 18 tells us both of their names. Verse 3, her two sons, of which the name of one was Gershom, for he said, I've been an alien in a strange land. The name of the other was Eliezer, for the God of my father said, he was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. So both of these kids had a name. He named them something that meant something to him. You understand? So how many kids did Moses have? Somebody tell me. Two. Okay. We even got their names. He was married to who? Zipporah. Y'all going to be going, Zippo lighter lady. Aren't you? Here we go. I might be speaking of my age. Maybe they don't even do Zippos anymore. I have no idea. Here we go. They lived in the desert. That's where they lived, where Moses worked for his father-in-law. We saw that, right? Are we all cool so far? If you've been with me, you know what's going on. Exodus 3:1. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his what? Father-in-law. He was also the priest of Midian. We don't know a whole lot about Midian. He certainly wasn't a priest of the Jewish people or a priest of God like you would normally think. Okay? He was some kind of priest. And that's where Moses lived. That's where Moses worked. He worked for him, keeping sheep. Now keep in mind, Moses didn't grow up that way, did he? Somebody tell him, now wake up on me now. Come on, slap somebody. Here we go. Okay? It kills me. Come on, here we go. Come on. Hey! Here we go. Here we go. Anyway, Moses didn't grow up that way out in the desert keeping sheep. He grew up where? As the what? He grew up in Egypt as the what? Prince. So now he's working out here and has been so for about 40 what? Years. How many just wouldn't even want to stay 3 nights in the desert? That's me. Amen? 40 years keeping what? Sheep. It's crazy. But it was out there that Moses had his what? Moment with God. And so often our moment with God will come in desert places. So often our moment with God will come in situations that we don't want to be in. It'll come. God will speak to your heart when you're on the floor, when life's hard, when it's tough. And guess what? You can't do it all anymore on your own. And that's when God shows up and you start to realize, I need help. Amen? And so God is speaking to Moses out in the desert, and he has his moment, his burning bush experience with God. What did we learn last week? Is there a burning bush in our house? Somebody tell me. It is. What's it called? The Bible. It's alive. It's a fire. You want God to talk to you? Pick it up. God would never talk to Moses. Oh, he was burning over there, content to burn. Burn, baby, burn. The bush is burning, and I'm happy to burn, God says over here, and it wouldn't consume. He only spoke when Moses turned aside and did what? Looked and had an interest in it. Don't expect God to speak to you. Don't expect anything from God in any way, to have any experience from God, unless you turn aside and see what's in His Word. Y'all listening? I'll listen to you. That ain't going to cut it. You have got to make the effort if you want God to show up in your life and have your moment with God and your walk with God. And so we've learned that. Now let's look at Moe's marriage. Here we go. First thing we see about Moses that I saw is Moses what? Say that big word for me. Respect. Moses, say it with me again. Respect for his wife's father. Okay? That's what I see in his marriage. He had a tremendous respect for him. Okay? That's a big quality. That's a good quality. It's a good thing to do. Exodus 4:18, and Moses went and returned. When God told him to go to Egypt and do the deal in Egypt and get let my people go and all that kind of stuff, he didn't just up and go. I just heard from God. I don't need you, Jack. That ain't what he said, did he? No. He heard from God. He got his marching orders from God. And then he went and returned to Jethro, his what? Father-in-law. But he was also his employer. He went to him and he said unto him, let me go. And how did he say it? I'm leaving you. I don't care about. No, he said, let me go, I pray thee. And return unto my brethren, which are in Egypt. Here's God told him to do it, but he's under another authority. And instead of acting like a nut and going, God told me I don't need you anymore, he still submitted to that authority he was under. Does that make any sense to people? This is important. Let me go and return to my brethren which are in Egypt and see whether they're yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, say it with me, go in peace. He blessed him. Boy, there's a real key to marriage right there. Okay? If you want to have a, you want to make your marriage worse, listen to me. Talk about your wife's mom and dad like a dog. Talk about your husband's folks and family like a dog. Hey, they might be dogs, but it's not for you to say. Okay? It just does useless good to sit around the house talking about the in-laws. Are y'all listening or not? You'd help your marriage if you would have respect. Okay? I had the utmost respect for Joy's dad. I even tried many, many, many years to have respect for her mother, who personally I thought was kooky. Okay? She's in heaven now, okay? She ain't kooky no more. Got a glorified body, everything's good. All right? That's just me talking. I'm not talking any different. You talk, you're married too. You know there's people in your family you got little issues with, right or wrong, yes or no? It does not do any good. It did not do any good for me to sit around the house, tell Joy how bad is mommy, how bad she's making my life. It was something, you know. And there's other members in her family. I could write a book on it. Okay? And she understands. She ain't fussing at me up here because she knows. Okay? And when we go home to my reunion, there's a couple of people Joy just avoids. Is that true? But it's respectful. Do you see what I'm saying? We don't say, if you want to hurt your marriage, sit around and diss each other's family. Y'all listening or not? Let's do a little test, a little honest test. How many, you have done it before, you have found yourself dissing the in-laws a little? Can I see your hand? That's the way. Put your hand up quick. So Moses had respect. That was inside of his marriage. Are y'all listening? Let's keep looking. So Moses loaded up the family and he moved to Beverly. Egypt, that is. Amen? So that's what he did. He, after he got the word from his father-in-law that it was okay, he loaded up the wife and the, how many kids? Two kids. And they moved to Beverly, sort of. Okay? Really back to Egypt. Okay? Let's look at Exodus 4. We're looking at his marriage. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, go return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought to kill you. And Moses took his wife and his sons. How many did he have? He set them upon an ass, a donkey. He returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. That's like I'm saying, I'd be taking that rod with me, baby, after I saw what it did last week. Amen? So he had that thing. Amen? But I want to say something about Moses' marriage. This is a real potential for problems. I mean, it might sound good. Moses loaded up his family, and they're going to Egypt land. That's a real potential for problems in his marriage. Anytime you move in marriage, anytime you uproot your wife from her family, from where she grew up, you think it could be a problem, yes or no? Sure it's a problem. Some of you are here. How many moved here from somewhere? Can I see your hand? I ain't talking to the choir now, but you know what I'm talking about. Amen? It can be a problem. Let's look and see. Why? Because Zipporah didn't have the benefit of the burning bush experience, did she? Say. She's having to trust and believe in her what? Her husband. I heard from God. I was out there in the desert. You know them bushes that burn up sometimes? There was one, it wouldn't burn. Really? They usually burn up in 3 seconds. No, it wouldn't burn. It kept burning. No. Yeah, and it talked to me. And we're moving to Egypt. Somebody help me here. Is this a real potential for some problems or what? Ladies, how many of you would question that kind of thing? Let me see your hand. Yeah, there we go. See what I'm saying? Midian, where they lived, wasn't much, help me, but it was what? It was home. You ever lived somewhere it won't that great, really? Other people didn't think it was that great, but it was just fine with you. It was just fine with me. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed the time I had there. That was Midian. Won't much. I don't want to live there. But she, it was home to her. They left familiar surroundings. They left family and friends. They left a steady, say that with me, job. How many women have gone with their husband sometimes and said, we're moving to another state and I'm going to get me a job. None of you quitting the one you got now and you ain't got one yet. You see what I'm saying? They left their what? This is all inside of Moses' marriage. This is, we're looking at Moses' life, but we're trying to learn ourselves a little bit here. Okay? Be cautious, fellows, especially with some of your kooky ideas that you have. A woman needs security. A woman needs to know her kids are going to be okay. They're going to have food. Okay? Needs to know that you got a job. Jesse. You see what I'm saying? A real potential for problems in their marriage. Okay? So we see Moses what? Respect. He had a respect for his father-in-law. I think he had a respect for his wife. I don't think he just demanded this, what we're going to do. I don't see that out of Moses. I don't see that out of him at all. He was a man of respect. He respected people. That's huge. If you want to have marriage problems, just be constantly disrespectful in your home. Be disrespectful to each other. Be disrespectful to your in-laws, your family. Be disrespectful to your wife's friends, your husband's friends. You just keep being disrespectful and see your marriage shot. Amen? You don't have other problems, just up and say, we're going to be moving. And you don't talk about things. You don't take things into consideration. Include her, sir. Are you listening this morning? Amen? It's important. Huge. Moses neglect. Here he had respect for his father-in-law, which was great, but he had neglect for who? His heavenly father. Moses? Moses had neglect for God. I want you to see it. Now this is some of the, we're going to read some of the ugliest verses in all the Bible. They're fixing to come. You better hold on. You got them wooden things right there. Here we go. She sat right there up front today so I would watch my mouth as I come across these scriptures. Exodus 4. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh which I put in your hand. But I will harden his heart, and he will not let the people go. Wow, the job's getting tougher. Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, even my what? Firstborn, and I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will kill your son, your firstborn. Now he ain't even left hardly yet. This is getting to be a tall order, isn't it? Say. Now I want you to see what happened. Move that verse. Don't let him read it yet. Sounds like it's all going good, right? So here's Moses. He's got the family. Notice there's some real problems. They're moving. Here they go. And it came to pass. That means some time passed. By the way, in the what? Inn. Now, we're on a Holiday Inn. Some kind of remote little place. He's got the family and they're staying the night. Read this with me. This is crazy. That the Lord, what? Met him and sought to do what? Kill him. Can you imagine Zipporah? The burning bush said what? This is a crazy story. Moses is doing what God says. Had Moses always done what God says, yes or no? No. He's doing what God says. He's got his family loaded up. They're at the primitive inn. And some kind of unbelievable sickness is put on him from God. Okay? What does the book of Corinthians say about communion when we take communion? If we do it in an unworthy manner or in an unworthy way, we need to be careful. Because of this reason, many, say it with me if you know it, are weak and sickly among you, and many what? Sleep or are what? Dead. I know you might not like it. It doesn't sound good preaching. You can't grow big churches preaching, I'm sure. That God has laid sickness on people before. Has. I can't explain it. But I know one thing. He put a hurting on Moses. Here's Moses. Here he goes. He's at the end. He gets his horrible sickness put on him. And the God's word didn't even flinch. It wasn't that we're just trying to make him sick. We're going to kill his sorry tail. That's what God's saying. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't a little stomach ache. I mean, he's going to kill him with it. So here he is. I don't know what it is. It's horrible. So the Lord met him and sought to do what to him? Are y'all all right so far? Now we know why it's never preached. No, you don't. You're fixing to see why it's never preached. Here we go. Why was Moses sick? Why did Moses have this horrible thing put on him from God? Several reasons why. He overlooked a part of the covenant that demonstrated obedience to God. Moses had kids. He's out in the desert. Remember, he's a Hebrew. He wanted to be a Hebrew. He wanted to deliver the Hebrews when he was age 40. Remember all that? He wanted to let my people go then. He was ready to do it. He was ready to be who he really was, a Hebrew. But wasn't time. So he went to the desert, married a woman who wasn't a Hebrew, had children. All this stuff, I'm a Hebrew and I'm a Jew. It must have gone out the window or something. Because guess what? There's a covenant that a Hebrew man and a family makes before God. And it's circumcision of the male child. Okay? It's a topic we don't talk a lot about. But that's what's going on here. He that is born in thy house, in Genesis 17, he that is bought with your money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh, the foreskin of a male, for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be what? Help me. Cut off from his people. Say that with me. He has what? Broken my what? Covenant. Do you think Moses knew this? Do you think Moses knew there was something called circumcision? Yes or no? You think he lived 40 years? He was the prince of Egypt. All those Jews out there that they kept in slavery and bondage, his stepdaddy and all them, that all that. You don't think that they knew about this crazy thing that them Jews? Matter of fact, that's what the Jews were known for. Keep looking. Every godly Jew was to circumcise the male child. No what? Exception. Period. He knew it, but he didn't do it. Come on, say that with me. He knew it. But he didn't. Now, come on, help me. He knew it, but he didn't do it. No excuses here. God's called him. You're going to be the deliverer I'm going to use. Let my people go. Do you think God could use somebody else? He didn't really have to use Moses. You think God would have been, he'd be okay without Moses? Yes or no? Do you think God needs Moses? No. Okay? The physical mark of a Jew's obedience to God was this procedure. It does not matter if I don't like it or if you don't like it. God likes it. And that's what God wanted his people to do, to mark. And it's an interesting thing about circumcision. I am not a physician, but did you know there are great health benefits to circumcision? But please don't make me get into it. Just trust me. Okay? But this was a physical mark. They were supposed to do it. It said, my family, my heart, my home is dedicated. It's set apart to you, O God of Israel. And Moses knew it. Help me now. But he didn't do it. Okay? The Gentiles were known as the uncircumcised, while the Jews were known as the circumcised of God. You see it over and over in the Old Testament. And so here he is. You're going to be the one that's going to go say, let my people go? And you don't even keep the covenant in your family? So God, don't kill him. Though Moses was on his way to serving God, this is huge. Though Moses was on his way to serving God and following God, there was a private area, words on purpose, of neglect that must be confronted and fixed. You understand? How many times do we get on our way to serving God? Listen to me now. This might be boring to some. I actually think it's pretty interesting. How many, we're on our way to serving God, but we know there's a private area in our life that we haven't dealt with. And we tell our prayer team, pray for me. I can't figure it out. And you know what you're doing. Listen, is that true? Yes or no? And we just can't figure it out. Why aren't you being blessed? Why isn't this? Well, a lot of times, private areas of what? Neglect. You want to screw up your marriage? Listen to me, sir. Have private areas of neglect in your life. You fill in the blank. Ma'am, you want to screw up your marriage? Have a private area of your life that you're carrying on that your husband doesn't know about. Are you listening, yes or no? Are y'all hearing me or not? A private area of neglect is killing Moses. It's killing him. Here he is. He's about to die because he didn't keep the covenant. So what's going to happen? One thing we need to know. God is holy. He is the Lord God. It's what he says what? And pop this one up. End of discussion. Do you know God like that? Is God a bell ringing God for you? You ring the bell and he comes. Is God, I'll serve you on my time, my terms? That's a false God that you have. That's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is a holy God. The Bible of the God says, this is the way. Walk in it. Got it? So there's problems in Moses' marriage. He's about to die. It gets worse. It does get better. For some. Here we go. Then Zipporah, his wife, she took a sharp stone. Now listen to me. You need to remember, they're at a primitive inn. She is not in the kitchen with the finest cutlery. Excuse me. She took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his what? Feet. That's an image. And said, surely a bloody husband you are to me. Good news. So God let him go. So God helped him get better. God caused the sickness to stop. Then she said it again. A bloody husband you are to me because of the circumcision. Do you think this could be a problem in their marriage, this whole story? Yes or no? No, it's a problem, all right. Keep looking. Moses' neglect. He neglected something. It was a holy thing. It was a sacred thing. It was the right thing. He was a Jew. He neglected it. What did his neglect do? We'll just pop him up. Nearly got him killed. Neglect will kill you sometimes. It shook his wife up really bad. Do you think she was calm through all this? Yes or no? Here we are in the middle of nowhere going to somewhere you said it was a bush talking to you. and you're about to die, and it's all because you didn't do something. You're talking about how spiritual you are. Sounds like a problem to me. She had to circumcise her son herself. She literally saved Moses' life. Say that last one with me. It caused what? Great harm in their marriage. A lot of problems. I tell you what, friend. You can have little neglect. You can have little private things going on in your marriage if you want to. Don't think it's not going to hurt you and cause you great harm. Are you listening to me or not? Hope you are today. Some of you need to hear it. I need to hear it. You're a bloody husband to me. I mean, that is real. That's something the English say, right? Right? Not a good word. That's what she said. This is tantamount to cussing. That's in the Bible. I don't know what else she said. I got a feeling there's another bunch of expletives. Okay? But you know what I noticed too, and from authors I've read? Moses willingly took this reproof. In that culture, in that Arab culture, in that time especially, could a woman speak like that back to her husband regardless of what he did? Yes or no? No. Moses willingly took it. Willingly took it. He willingly took this reproof from his wife when most would have just picked up stones and stoned her and you're dead. I divorce you. That's what they say over there. But no. He willingly takes it because he's wrong, man. Numbers 12:3. How could he take it? The Bible tells us Moses was very meek. He was the meekest above all the men which were on the face of the earth. You know the way that Moses took it? Even though he had been trained as the prince of Egypt and women don't talk to him like that, he took it because he had a meekness about him. Amen? Is meekness good in marriage? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. It's great. Sad news is Mo and Zipporah separated. They separated because of this. Why did they separate? It could be because the son was left in such pain because of the primitive technique she used that he could not travel anymore. Got a little boy here about to bleed to death. Some women tell me now, if somebody messes with your kids, will you poke their eyeballs out, yes or no? See what I'm saying? I had to do this to my kid to keep you alive, and now look at him. That could have been a reason. I think that was part of it. It could be, and this is the one I think, she was so sick of the whole burning bush crazy you man of God thing and you ain't doing what's right, and she left him. We find out later that Moses sent her back, but that don't necessarily mean Moses said, I'm done with you, I'm through, send back. I think it was probably because of the situation. He thought, man, ain't no way I'm going to go to Egypt like this with her and with this bad situation. But it was a mess. Y'all listening? Mo's marriage. Here's the good news. Can you say that with me? A happy what? Reunion. Though Moses had a hard marriage and a rough marriage, he was a man of God. That gives me hope and you hope. Right, guys? Yes or no? It means we have hope. There was a happy reunion. Look at it. After we see he goes down to Egypt, let my people go, all the plagues, they cross the Red Sea, the Egyptians are drowned in the sea. They're singing songs of victory and all that kind of stuff. And now, time's passed. Exodus 18. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel and his people, and that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I've been an alien in a strange land. The name of the other was Eliezer, for the God of my father said he was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses in the wilderness, where he encamped at the mount of God. So they all went out to meet him. And he said unto Moses, I, your father-in-law Jethro, I'm come unto thee, and I'm here with your wife and your two sons. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare. And they came into the what? Tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake. And all the travail that had come upon them by the way and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be the Lord who's delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh,
who had delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know. This is that priest guy, the father-in-law priest. Now I know that the Lord is greater than what? All what? Little g gods. For in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. We're done with the message real close. So there was a great reunion. Did Moses seem to get back with his wife and the family thing? Yes or no? Yes. It was a rough marriage. That's how I see it. Most marriage. What did we learn today? Respect for your in-laws is what? It's important. Inside of that marriage bond, respect instead of disrespect. What else did we learn? Respect for each other is very important. If you don't have respect for each other inside that marriage, you got problems. Number three, respect for God is what? Is most important. That's what I learned. Learn something else. Neglecting God's word and commands will have a devastating effect on your family. Private areas that are being neglected. Here's something else I learned. Reproof from your own spouse, your husband or your wife, is sometimes what? Was Zipporah right in what she said? She's exactly right. She was right. Zipporah is not the villain in this story. Zipporah is the one that saved the whole situation. There would not be any Egyptians. If you're going to go with the Moses plan, there'd be none delivered if it wasn't for that woman. Amen? This is really hard to say, but it's the truth. Very few Christian marriages are open to reproof from their own spouse. Why? Because of pride and personal insecurity. One thing I respect out of Moses is he took it, didn't he? He took it. Did he deserve it, yes or no? Oh, yeah. And he did what? He what? Took it. Can the one you're married to correct you? Can the one you're married to correct you? I'm not talking about just nag. Nagging drives us men especially crazy. Okay? And it drives women crazy too, Joy. Thank you. The little finger thing went like this. You didn't see it. I saw it. The little finger thingy. And it wasn't the crucifix thing going on. Listen. When you're wrong, can they tell you? And can you take it? Are you that meek? The person who loves you the most. I mean, probably ought to be listened to. Amen? That's what I learned. Moe's marriage. Could you say it with me? It was what? It was rough. That's our message today. Amen? Let's praise the Lord. Come on. For the time and the Word of God. Not for me, but for the Word of God. Amen? Thank you, Lord, for your Word.